So anyway, so the mayor's here this morning. Thursday, council is going to host a public hearing and maybe do some sort of conditional consent on Brazos County Municipal District Number 1, which is known as a MUD. We are hearing more and more about MUDs, which seem to be a situation where a developer can take land, as I understand it, sell bonds to have improvements, and basically pay for internal improvements within that area. Is that basically what we talk about?
That is. And then the MUD basically expires when the bonds are due.
Okay, when they've done everything.
Yeah.
And I guess what it allows is, like, if this were the case, you have an area that is outside the incorporation of a city, but you still want to have certain guidelines, certain levels of development that you want, and the way that you can do that is sell this so that you've got the money to make the improvements that you would want as you build it.
Correct.
Yeah. So now, why does the city have to take any action at all? Because this is out in the ETJ. It's not even within the city limits.
Well, we've established policy as to what we will do. And because they're asking for sewer and water services of the city, and it is in our ETJ, we have to consent to let them, you know, float bonds and pay for the infrastructure.
Because, again, you want the two things to match up. You want what they've got to match up with the and probably, again, projecting into the future, this would end up within the city limits.
So, correct. Yeah. And part of the process is that, and it's, if we approve it next Thursday, it's still going to take 9 months to a year to complete it. But we have to have some agreements to have a strategic partnership,
mm-hmm.
in terms of outlines of when they would be annexed. It would be a voluntary annexation. We'd have an agreement to extend land use control so that when it does come into the city, it meets our standards, and we'd like to have it as an asset to the city and the county.
Sure.
And we have to do a negotiated utility agreement because they're asking for water and sewer.
Sure. Now, and I guess prior to this, I don't know what the history of where MUDs came from or how they were developed, but, you know, prior to this, I'm sure there were counties or cities who had areas out in the county that they would have liked to incorporate it, but it ends up being cost prohibitive to be able to do that.
Correct.
And then, because this is going to be a situation where you have, there'll be businesses, but I guess at least from the master plan I've seen, there's going to be a school in there that it does need to fit the code of the closest city, which in this case is College Station.
Right, and that's the one they'd be asking to annex.
Yeah.
Be annexed with.
Now, kind of a side note to this is I was made aware that online they're trying to put together some sort of a Save the Speedway movement, which is kind of interesting. I'm at least one person talking, and I'm the guy who's got the microphone. It sounds like a silly idea to me because, I mean, I know that the owner is probably making money with weekend races that go on out there, but you're not going to have thousands of people. You're not going to have droves of folks
well,
out there.
Well, and, you know, the stands are, you know, have crumbled. And
sure.
But they're barking up the wrong tree. The city does not have any control over the Speedway.
Yeah.
It's owned by McAllister Investment and Real Estates.
Yeah.
And so if somebody wants to save the Speedway, they need to talk to the owner.
Right, and that's and I'm sure. I don't know what this development's going to be worth. Let's say $11 billion. And, you know, if you and seven of your guys want to get together and get $11 billion in $1, I'm sure they'd talk to you. But
I'm sure, too. But, yeah. It's planned on the master plan to
right.
be demolished.
So what happens on Thursday then is an initial
consent to start
right.
the negotiations for okay. the water and sewer and terms for annexation and land use and controls and all of that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
So we figure it's going to take about 9 months to a year for okay. them to
even get the ball rolling on
yeah.
that thing. Okay. Anything else going on?
No, not really.
Did you hear this? Excuse me, I don't mean to interrupt you. Did you hear that Nerd Wallet said that College Station is number 7 on Cities in the Rise?
Yeah, in Texas. It's just another notch in our belt.
Well, it is. You know, and we were talking yesterday, and I've said it a couple of times today, things would have to really go south for a long time for the picture to not be bright in Bryan College Station. I mean, it's just, it's tremendous right now.
I was talking to someone yesterday who's trying to buy a house, and he saw it the fourth day it was on the market, and made an offer for $1,000 more than it was being asked for, and it had sold the day before for more than they had offered.
Well, again, and I hope it's controlled growth. I mean, I know that, you guys and the guys in Bryan are working hard to get that done to make sure that we don't run into a situation where it's just too explosive and that you've got the infrastructure that's necessary. But we're surrounded with good news right now, and it's
we
a wonderful
are,
time.
And we're blessed. And the other thing is that we're going to start revising or looking at our five-year comp plan. And I think, you know, two of the things we really have to concentrate on is land use and thoroughfare plan.
Yeah, that's and again, we see it. We're glad that they're doing work on the roads around here, and that's important. It's inconvenient for us right now, but I think we've seen, going all the way back to when they buried the utility lines on Texas Avenue years ago, it looks better, traffic moves better. It's a good thing.
Yeah.
If the students would just stay where they are and send their tuition money though, that would be that and their tax money would be just wonderful. Anyway, everything else okay in your world?
It is.
All right, that sounds good. Well, thanks for the time this morning.
Always a pleasure.
All right, it's Nancy Berry. She's the mayor of College Station. We visit with the mayors on alternate Wednesdays, and our community segment is brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.